أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لكن الراسخون في العلم منهم والمؤمنون يؤمنون بما أنزل إليك وما أنزل من قبلك وما أنزل من قبلك والمقيمين الصلاة والمؤتون الزكاة والمؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر أولئك سنؤتيهم أجرا عظيما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 162 of surah An-Nisa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَكِنِ الرَّاسِخُونَ فِي الْعِلْمِ مِنْهُمْ. Nay, those who are firmly established in the knowledge from amongst them. وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. And those who had brought iman in that which was revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And those who had, and that was revealed before you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Such is the justice of Allah Ta'ala, the truth that Allah Ta'ala revealed. In the verses before, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had spoken about the situation of the Ahli Kitab, both the Yahud and the Nasara, but more the Yahud, that they did not believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They made demands upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with regards to a written document, a written revelation that comes from Allah Ta'ala to testify that he is the Rasul of Allah Ta'ala. But the justice in the Quran is this, that Allah Ta'ala says now, not everyone was like that. There were those that had brought iman in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as a matter of fact, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala describes them as rasikhuna fil ilm, those that were firmly rooted insofar as the knowledge were concerned. They had an established knowledge. Ulama have written that who are these rasikhun fil ilm that Allah ta'ala speaks about here at the very beginning of Surah Ali Imran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them that they had brought iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So four qualities Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi has described about those who are rasikh fil ilm, and Allah Ta'ala give us these qualities. It's not necessary that we be great ulama, but at least we have these four qualities, and they are very beautiful qualities that can come within a person. The first quality is al-khashiyatu fima baynahu wa bayn Allah, that a person has the true awe, the true fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word khashiyah is coupled, one, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, and that stems out from the absolute love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When that love for Allah Ta'ala is profound in the heart, then a person has parallel to that, the khashiyat of Allah Ta'ala. Like Allah Ta'ala says about the ulama, innama yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama. So that is between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is that quality of khashiyat. Between him and the people, ulama say, wattawadu fima baynahu wa baynan nas. That a person has tawadu, a person has humility in his dealings between him and people. Humility means the opposite of pride. That a person understands, reflects and realizes his true worth. He has recognized himself, there is absolutely nothing within me. And a person then, when meets people, deals with people, a person has absolutely tawazu. There is no pride in that person. The third is wazzuhud fima baynahu wa bayna dunya. That between the person and dunya, what is the relationship? The relationship is of abstinence, renunciation of this dunya. And again we are reminded, we are living in this world, we will have to acquire, we'll have to work, we'll have to earn, we'll have to do all of that. But the love of this dunya is away from the heart of the person. Or like ulama have said, that if we have love of the dunya, 49%, 51% love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then that person is regarded as one who is a zayid in this dunya. وَالْمُجَاهِدُ فِيمَا بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ نَفْسِهِ. Now between us and our own desires, what is our situation between us and our desires? That a person endeavors. We may not be able to achieve and acquire everything in one shot, but we make an effort. and we make this mujahada, we strive that we now leave out what is haram, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited, what Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala dislikes. Now such are the qualities that ulama have said. Imam Malik rahmatullah alayhi said about these ar-rasikhun, those people who are deeply established in so far as their knowledge is concerned. Now they and the believers, that is the mu'mineen, they brought iman in what was revealed to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is the Quran Sharif, and together with that, وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ, and they brought iman in that what that was revealed before you, the Torah, the Zabur and the Injil, at the very beginning of the para, Allah Ta'ala had reminded us that we cannot differentiate between the Anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam. Now the reminder that we cannot differentiate in the different wahi that Allah Ta'ala sent down to the different Nabis. وَالْمُقِيمِينَ الصَّلَاةِ, and these people's salient feature was this, that they were firmly established in so far as the salah was concerned. When we read through the Quran, we will find that the Bani Israel, especially the Yahud, when it came to matters, postures like the ruku, etc., they did not fulfill it the way Allah Ta'ala had commanded them to fulfill it. But these were the people that fulfilled it in a manner that was pleasing to Allah Ta'ala. وَالْمُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاءَ, and they gave out the zakah. Now before this, Allah Ta'ala spoke about وَأَخْذِهِمُ الرِّبَا, they were that nation that Allah Ta'ala had forbidden, but they had taken interest. Here Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the direct opposite, leave taking haram, but they gave out the haqq of Allah Ta'ala insofar as the zakah was concerned. وَالْمُؤْمِنُ billah, and they both believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How Allah ta'ala is supposed to be believed in, and this may be a very important aspect in these times, the time that we are living in, the lifestyle that we have, that we need to reinforce all the time our belief in the tawheed of Allah ta'ala, in the zaat of Allah ta'ala, in the being of Allah Ta'ala, the sifat and the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time. Wal yawmil akhir, and they believe in the day of qiyamah, in the coming of the day of qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala says, ulaika sanu'tihim ajran azima, such are the people that will give them a great reward, and that reward is that of Jannah. But the ultimate is this, that we leave this world in a state of iman. May Allah Ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.